Hello. You're listening to Speaking of Urology, the official podcast for Urology Times. In keeping with our commitment to deliver urologists and allied health professionals expert clinical analysis, practice advice, and policy perspectives, each episode of Speaking of Urology will bring listeners timely and informative insights from leaders in the specialty to keep practitioners up to date while helping them practice more efficiently. I'm your host, Ben Saylor. This episode's guest is Dr. Stephen B. Williams. He discusses findings from a paper published in Urology titled Comparing Costs of Radical versus Partial Cystectomy for Patients Diagnosed with Localized Muscle-Invasive Bladder Cancer, Understanding the Value of Surgical Care, for which he served as a study author. Williams is Chief of Urology and Professor of Urology and Radiology at the University of Texas Medical Branch at Galveston.
Please discuss the background for this study.
A background of this study actually led to two former studies that were published in JAMA Surgery, where we actually compared costs and survival outcomes of radical cystectomy versus trimodal therapy for muscle-invasive bladder cancer using SEER Medicare data. And one thing that we did notice was the substantial costs associated with either treatment, but particularly with radical cystectomy. And what we did not compare this to was a surgical alternative or comparator, if you will. And this was actually proposed by our radiation oncologist that works with me and wanted to better understand, you know, the comparison of radical cystectomy versus another surgical therapy. And granted, partial cystectomy is primarily used for a select cohort of patients. We wanted to mainly describe the costs that are associated with either treatment, with our underlying hypothesis that there would be some difference between these two treatments, with lending more costs with radical cystectomy.
What were some of the notable findings? And were any of them surprising to you or your co-authors?
Well, I think, first off, the costs between radical cystectomy versus partial cystectomy, there was no significant difference up to a year out. However, there are increased costs that are associated with radical cystectomy, but this was not significantly different. As we would expect, survival outcomes are improved, particularly cancer-specific survival with radical cystectomy. And while we use inverse probability treatment-weighted analyses, you know, this does not, it's an attempt to control for potential confounders, but there are obvious selection bias. And moreover, the number of patients. We had a larger number of radical cystectomy versus partial cystectomy patients.
Do you and your co-authors plan to conduct further research on this topic? And if so, what would its focus be?
That's an excellent question. I think our group is always looking toward the cost comparison analyses. One area that we are currently addressing, as you can imagine, the substantial costs associated with pharmacotherapy, which in all three studies that we have published, have noted that, and it's not a big surprise, particularly in the United States or even worldwide. So, and given the recent NICE criteria in the UK and not approving newer agents such as immunotherapy for bladder cancer, that's one area of interest that my group has, and we have a manuscript currently in submission. I can't elicit anything further, but we're constantly trying to drive, and particularly as in the title of this paper, is understanding high-value care. Because given our pressing economic situation worldwide, we have to be cognizant when particularly we're dealing with potentially substantial and costly therapies.
In your opinion, could the study findings serve as a deciding factor for a surgeon weighing radical or partial cystectomy?
Well, I think it's going to lend towards itself when you have one or the other, and from a healthcare system and moving into bundled payments, I think we're going to definitely have to be considering the cost of treatments, but also considering, you know, when you're comparing a patient that can have equivalent, you know, either or procedure, just making sure you're selecting the correct patient and performing the correct procedure. This is a population-based study. I think centers of excellence use partial cystectomy very judiciously. And I think when it is performed in the correct setting, it could yield not only a cost-effective option, but also to the survival benefit.
What's the take-home message for the practicing urologist?
For the practicing urologist, I think following the guideline recommendations, I think, are instrumental. There are substantial costs associated with bladder cancer therapy in itself. We're investigating the non-muscle invasive disease state as well. And I think we have to be cognizant of the costs that are associated with treatments, optimizing care, particularly with bladder cancer in the UK, for instance, has moved towards a centralized system, which it has improved their outcomes of bladder cancer patients. Costs, interestingly enough, have not been interrogated as much as we are doing in the United States. But even this in the United States, it isn't only until recently that we've actually investigated this. So I think the biggest take home is do the right thing for the right patient. And whether that means performing either surgery in one's hands, or more importantly, referring to a center of excellence that can then manage these patients, I think is paramount.
Is there anything else that you feel our audience should know about the study findings?
I think further studies investigating not only the oncologic outcomes, but marrying the costs that are associated with treatments, but also looking into other areas. We also look into mental health. As one can imagine, having a cancer diagnosis and undergoing, potentially invasive procedures such as radical cystectomy, but even in itself, radiotherapy with chemotherapy are not benign, treatments, and being treating and managing the patient holistically, but really taking into account the costs that are associated with therapies so that we really can optimize and deliver high value care.
Be sure to subscribe to Speaking of Urology on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or other apps. And you can get the latest in urology news, practice management advice, and health policy updates by visiting www.urologytimes.com. Thank you for listening.